Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, good morning, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to everyone. Bruce Jenkins joins us. Bruce, good morning, and happy Mother's Day in your home today.
Yes, absolutely. We have a small celebration going here. Nothing too fancy, but, you know, anytime you can look through the window of baseball, Marty, it's a good day.
Isn't it the truth? Especially seeing two guys at the counter at Original Joe's. We have to do that sometime. Go to the counter.
We actually do what they're saying there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll make a lunch because you're up by Westlake. You can come down to Westlake.
Oh, yeah. Any excuse, I'll go there. No
All
problem.
Right. Very good. You know, it's funny. I'm watching Aaron Judge yesterday. And, Bruce, this guy is the classic big-time power hitter. It looks like he's getting bigger.
And
you make a mistake. Now, look, you could throw sliders away and he'll wave at him. But you make a mistake to this guy, and it's like he's hitting a golf ball. And I'll tell you, he reminds me of Frank Howard.
Yeah, very much so.
I just see Frank Howard every time I look at him.
Yeah. For those who don't remember Frank Howard, I mean, this was a giant of a man out of Ohio State, and he hit massive home runs, some of the longest ones ever. What I like about Judge is that he's really a pretty good hitter, everything considered. You know, he'll go the other way. I mean, in that Yankee Stadium, my goodness, all he has to do is hit a decent line drive and it's sailing out of there. And a real good outfielder with a great arm. You know, he does an awful lot of things, and what a treat to have that guy on your team every day.
Yeah, and have Stanton with him. Yankees are very they need another pitcher. Sonny Gray isn't doing it for them, and they're in Sabathia. You can't count on him as well. They need another big time pitcher. But this Red Sox Yankee race, we'll just digress a little bit before we get into the Giants. It's a heck of a race for these two teams.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're both 27-12 right now.
Yeah.
And it's vintage because the star power is everywhere. I mean, the Red Sox, with Hanley Ramirez is raking. Bogarts is in the race for an all-star shortstop, which in the American League is, if you can get anywhere near that, you're playing great. I love the kid Devers at third, and Mookie Betts has been tremendous. And then meanwhile, Aaron Boone is sitting on this incredible Yankee team with those two guys and all the kids coming up, Andujar and Torres, and I thought Sonny Gray was going to be, he'd win 22, 23 games with that team. He's really struggling. But you're right. They do need another pitcher, but they're so good that I think they're going to hang in there even if they don't acquire somebody.
Yeah, jumping around a little bit, Bryce Harper, I know he's one of your favorites, and, they talk about him being the $400 million man. He's not having a great season. They walked him like crazy in April. He's got two walks in May. And he's hitting like .228 in May, and Zimmerman just went on the DL. Maybe he's got no protection. But I wonder where Harper ends up next year. You look at Harper and you look at Machado and, Kershaw and, the big names that could be out there. Where does Harper end up?
Well, that's a great question. You're right. I think he's only hitting this in the 230s for the season, as young as it is. I don't know. I've heard people say that he stays where he is. But there's going to be a lot of money out there. The Dodgers and the Yankees, as always, are going to be looking into him, the Cubs. But I don't know. It's stuff like this. Like, where's Manny Machado going to go in the trade before the trade deadline? It's hard to say. But I think from what I've heard, there's a reasonable chance he stays in Washington. The season they have will depend on it. I know he really likes Dave Martinez, the manager, and so we'll see. Where do you think he's going to go?
Well, it's a good question. I thought maybe the Dodgers, but the mm-hmm. Dodgers don't want to. I don't think they spend that kind of money.
They've tried to stay under that luxury tax threshold of $197 million, which a lot of teams, including the Giants, are trying to do. If they do that, then they can go full bore into next year's free agent market with Harper and everybody else. So, but you're right, the Dodgers have been a little more frugal than a lot of people expect. And But the thing about the Dodgers is that the way their season's going, it's with different characters. It's kind of reminiscent of the Giants last year. Just one thing after another, just one body blow until finally you can't stand it anymore. You can't stand your feet. And if they really do have a kind of a wasted season, I think they'll look pretty strongly into Harper.
Yeah, or Machado. You know, they could look for him. But, of course, they've got Turner and Seager. They don't really need Machado. No. And the other one for Harper, I think, are the Cubs. You know, the Cubs are, you know, sort of going this way, that way, and they could use Harper. They could use Harper in that lineup.
Yeah, it's surprising to me that they're struggling. You know, every time you look up on the highlights, there's Baez or Contreras or Rero, you know, going deep, or Bryant. But they're not quite connecting. We'll see about it. See, Bryant played right field yesterday with Baez at third. So wow. I think Harper would fit in really well there, and he'd love hitting in Wrigley, whether the wind's blowing in or not.
Well, that's it for me. I think you put him in a little park like that, and you really can do some damage, and you know, get rid of Hayward, and you know, just put this guy out there. You're right. Right field has been a problem for them. Well, Ohtani pitches today.
Yes.
For the Angels, and James Paxton pitches today. Can James Paxton tie Johnny Vandermeer and throw two no-hitters in a row?
Yeah, I tell you, for all that Ohtani's done, he is yet to have a single season where he pitched a no-hitter and had an eagle land on his shoulder. So he's got that going. it seems like every day somebody's got a no-hitter after six, and every day he gets taken out after six. But it was good to see Paxton allowed to finish that game. For me, Ohtani can't miss theater. I tape all the Angels games except the ones before and after he pitches because he doesn't play, which I don't know how long that's going to last. But the guy just continues to amaze. The people in Japan would tell you that the players there, they're everything is based around improving and building as the season goes on. Spring training is not to be looked at with any seriousness. It's just like Ichiro spring training looked like he couldn't play at all. And people were ripping Ohtani that he couldn't hit, he couldn't do this and that. And as the season goes on, he becomes a better hitter and a better pitcher. I mean, it's just fantastic to watch that guy.
Yeah, something good is going to happen. He's going to have one of those big games somewhere because that's the nature of baseball today. Bruce Jacobs with us on this Sunday morning. The Reds, all of a sudden, the Reds were 6-27, and the next thing you know, they've taken three from the Dodgers, and they've got a 5-game winning streak. Scooter Gennett is the new Joe Morgan, and the Reds are coming in. But the point is this, Bruce: baseball evens out at some point. Teams don't lose 130 games; they don't win 130 games. And the Reds are awful, but there's the run there of 5 wins in a row. The Giants lose 6 in a row. Things do even out, and you just have to honestly stay on as even a keel as you can stay on, and it's hard for fans to do that.
Yeah, and you just can't say, well, the Reds are coming in. There's a series in the bag. I mean, next thing you know, somebody named Schebler hits a 3-run homer. You haven't heard of him. You know, Scooter Gennett and Votto and Billy Hamilton. Yeah, it's Duvall. Duvall's heating up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a big league club, and just like they say, these teams are tanking and this and that. You know, the owner might be tanking, but the guys in the field, I think it's kind of refreshing to see young guys on the way up. You know, you're going to see some of the stars of the future, but that'll be an interesting series for the Giants because the Reds do hit and they're hitting right now. They've taken care of the Dodgers a couple nights in a row.
Oh, 3 in a row. They
three
go to
row.
Sweep them today. Their starting pitching during the 5-game winning streak is 2.10 earned run average. That's about 4 less than the Giants.
Yeah.
And the bullpen in the last 20 innings is 0.89 earned run average. They got this Iglesias. This is another team like the Padres. You don't want to get into a bullpen game with these guys.
Yeah, and the Giants bullpen. Geez, you know who knows? I mean, who expected Watson to hit a guy with the bases loaded at the worst possible time? You know, just the Giants are really reaching for answers out there. But you know, coming home, a win today would be nice. Having traveled with teams for years, there's nothing like that plane flight home after a long road trip. If you won the last game, if you won 6 out of 7, all the better. But to win that last game can really, really help you. It's just the morale jacks up several levels, and you're coming home and everything else. And so if they don't pull that one out today, they'll have to start over against the Reds. But we'll see. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, and as I say, you go through this part of the season, you're going to win and lose. But I thought there was some heart I saw last night in this game.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought they played a better game. The breaks didn't go their way. Bell eluded Longoria's tag. which, you know, an amazing play. Belt couldn't get a ball out of his glove. Samardzija didn't cover. And then they got big hits last night. And as you say, Watson, of all people,
jeez,
he hits a guy. Come on, with the bases loaded, he hits a guy to cost you the game. How about that?
Yeah, that and the fact that Hanson hit a ball that just missed being a huge home run and wound up being a triple, but double, whatever it was on. But as he running the bases, he pulls up with a hamstring. I don't know what the morning report is on him, but I mean, come on, he's been their best player in some ways, Alan Hanson.
He's not in there today. Tomlinson is in today, and anytime you'd say hamstring to me.
Yeah,
you're talking. It's not day to day.
It's the kind of thing that you give the guy a week and then maybe a couple extra days just to make sure. Obviously, the Giants know all about that with Belt and some of the other guys.
I thought Jackson had a big hit.
I'm sorry, Pence. But go ahead.
Jackson had a big hit last night. He almost knocked one out and tied the game up. Belt had a big two-out hit last night.
Mm-hmm.
Longoria hit the ball hard last night. Blanco is lost right now. Everything is 96 on the outer part of the plate, and he just can't catch up to it. And they got Gorky's in there today leading off.
Yeah, I think, probably behind the scenes they're starting to think about, what's it looking like for bringing up Duggar from the minors, I'm not sure about Shaw and Slater, but they've got a pretty good looking outfield there at Sacramento, and the outfield has been a disappointment. The Mac Williamson thing is a huge setback. I mean, you're thinking he's out for a day, and it turns out it's a couple weeks. There's a lot of flux in the outfield. Pence is looking like he might be ready, but I don't know. There's no real answers out there, and that's a big issue with the team, I think, right now.
Yeah, Joe Castellano was nice enough to call in last night. He did the radio for the Rivercats last night. Johnny Dosko was doing TV.
Mm-hmm.
He said Shaw has hit the ball hard, but he struck out 56 times already.
Yeah, bring him right up. He'll fit in with the bigs.
this is Chris Davis Jr. If he strikes out 180 times and hits 30 home runs, bring him in. And Duggar has been a little bit slow coming around. Slater's hit the ball hard. But the one last night was Pudge Rodriguez's kid. Derek Rodriguez went six innings, 11 strikeouts. I've seen this kid in spring training, Bruce. He used to be an infielder. They couldn't hit, and they made him a pitcher. Great arm, but he's not really a pitcher yet. All hard stuff. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll guarantee you he's on the horizon.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see him at some point. There's always the matter of, with him or Duggar, if you bring him up too soon and Duggar goes 1-for-20 or the kid can't find the strike zone, and then they go back to the minors and they're really discouraged, and it's kind of a setback for the career. Nothing permanent, but it's just kind of that didn't work out, and now where do we go? But it's definitely going to happen at some point.
Yeah, they'll all be up here. I think at some point this year, Shaw, Duggar, Slater,
mm-hmm.
and I think Rodriguez is coming. If he continues to pitch like that, he'll be ahead of Beedy. So, just look, it's early. It's the one quarter mark today. It's game 41 today. And, it just takes time for this whole thing to play out. So I know a lot of people are panicked and, writing everything off. They're the worst team ever. But it's so early in the season, so much can happen. Because Bumgarner, as Andy Baggerly tweeted this morning, they're doing the bums rush here. He's fine. He's throwing. And they feel May 25th or 26th, he's going to pitch in the big leagues.
Wow.
That he only needs a rehab start. Everything is great. And look, they need him. So,
oh, man. Well, it's not the arm. The arm's been it's not like he's resting a tender forearm that could go at any time. I'm sure he's raring to go. He'll be out there as soon as it's humanly possible. And, there's still only 5.5 out. That's not much.
No, it's nothing. Come on. It's a week and a half.
Yeah.
We're in May.
Yeah, and Cody Bellinger bunted on 3-0 last night. Did you see that? Dave Roberts couldn't figure it out. They go, what happened? Well, you're going to have to ask him about that.
Now, can you imagine that happening on the Giants? And that's why I say, Bruce Bochy, it's a lack of respect for the manager.
Yeah, it really is. He had the take sign. 3-0. I mean, that's the second time that Bellinger's that we know of. I mean, he's fried Dave Roberts. You know, when he didn't hustle on the bases here in San Francisco. So they're, like you say, Marty. It's early. You look around. Teams you thought were great are not great. It's early in the season, and certainly, you know, the doomsday voices are not. I don't think they're very relevant right now.
No, they're not. And I think that's the most important. You know, you and I have done this enough. Charlie Morton last night, I think 14 strikeouts for him. I think the one thing you can take to the bank, I think, is Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Keuchel, Morton, and McCullers. I think that's one you can take to the bank in all of baseball.
You know, as you look up the great staffs of the past, and usually you get four deep, you know, with Lemon and Wynn, Garcia, you know, Glavin and Maddox, and Cuellar, Palmer, all those great staffs. And it kind of, you don't really see five really, you know, like all-star caliber guys. I can't think of any, really. You get reputable guys, but not certainly not the caliber you're talking about with the first four guys. But these guys are all pitching. They all look like on a given day they could, you know, start the All-Star game, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I think that's the team. When it's all said and done, when you go through the 162 and you get into the playoffs, that's going to be a tough team to beat. I still think they're the team to beat in baseball.
No doubt. I mean, Altuve, Correa, Bregman, the lineup. Reddick's in there. Reddick's like a, you know, he hits down in the order. He's a heck of a hitter. You know, Gonzalez, so much talent on the team. Great rotation. They haven't really figured out the bullpen yet, but I mean, they've usually got a 6-1 lead. So,
yeah
I agree. They're really exciting. And they're not bullpenning. You know, the starters are going deep. They're an aggressive team. They're not sitting there working the count. They have a lot of first pitch hitting. They play the game right, and they're really a treat.
Bruce, I think the Giants are going to need a pitcher. And I know this salary cap thing, the luxury tag, whatever you want to call it, has been a thorn in their side. But they need a pitcher. They need someone who could give you seven innings. And I don't know where you get them, but I think they need it sooner than later. That's the one thing I think this road trip has exposed.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, they can't really count on any of these young guys who have been in there, you know, Stratton and Block and Beattie and these guys, Suarez. They can't be sure that they're going to be mainstays in the rotation. And, you know, the thing about the free agent market, everybody talks about how the hitters don't want to come to San Francisco, which is very valid, especially a power hitter. But pitchers, you know, you would salivate at the chance to pitch for the Giants in that ballpark. So they're going to be, if they want to play big in the free agent game, and, you know, I think they will. I think that's going to be a big target for them if the pitching continues to go as it is.
Yeah.
Because they're hitting the ball decent.
Yeah. Yeah, the hitting is going to happen. Believe me, it's going to happen. But you can't go 4 2/3.
Right.
It's just unacceptable. You can't do this. Mm-hmm. And the guy today, Derek Holland, you know, he's all right, but the righties just crush him. You know,
yeah,
and
I wouldn't bet on him going six.
Yeah, well, he's probably their best bet right now because at least he's 31 and he kind of knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, the righties just take him apart, so we'll see. But Ivan Nova on the other side, former Yankee, his last two, he's given up 17 hits and 12 runs in five innings. So here we go.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to – no predictions. I think it had 8-4 yesterday, which wasn't in the Giants' favor. But it'd be nice to somehow that Holland would go six and they get a lead for him and Watson doesn't hit a guy with the bases loaded and Strickland finishes and it's a nice trip home.
Boy, that's from your mouth to God's ears, as they like to say.
That's usually how it happens. I have a direct line now.
I see that. Very good. You and Scott Osler both do.
Exactly.
All right, you did. Great, great, great writing on the NBA, and if anyone has missed it, absolutely in the Chronicle or sfgate.com. So prediction here, the Cavaliers, Boston, and the Warriors, Houston, where do you see it?
You know, as great as LeBron James is, and he's truly just out of this world, I really like what the Celtics have been doing with Brown and Tatum, you know, Marcus Smart. Really a tough-minded team. Great coach. I think they're going to outlast LeBron in this thing. And the Warriors, I'm tempted to pick a sweep. I just think they're so much better than everybody. But more realistically, I like them in six.
Wow, very good. All right. And as David Price says, don't play any video games. Don't play Fortnite because you can get carpal tunnel syndrome, then you can't pitch anymore. So don't fool around with video games and you'll have a good Sunday.
Yeah, I've heard of the Holland Tunnel. Carpal, I'm not so sure.
Holland, he better have tunnel vision today, let me tell you. All right, great to talk to you. We'll I want to have lunch with you. We'll do that up at Original Joe's.
You got it. Sounds great, Marty.
Right. Have a good Sunday, Bruce.
Bye-bye. Take care.
All right, that is great, Bruce Jenkins. More coming up on the Sports Leader.